So this weekend marks the first 100 days of the government since they were formed, since Micheál Martin took over as Taoiseach again for his second stint. And I have been polling Leinster House insiders to get a bit of a sense of where things are this far in to the government. Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Thank you for listening to Let Me Explain, and don't forget to follow and subscribe or whatever you call it, wherever you're listening, be that on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud or anywhere else, wherever you get your podcasts, as they say. So, as I mentioned there, 100 days of this government, everyone's been focused on 100 days of Trump, but they kind of forget 4 days afterwards was when our government was formed, a day later than it had planned because of the big speaking time row. And I wanted to get a bit of a sense of things and start something a little bit new here at News Talk that hopefully we're going to do a few times a year at sort of pinch points in the political schedule, and that is the News Talk Insiders poll. So you obviously get polling every so often from different newspapers and polling companies, and that's polling the public, and you hear the odd time about surveys about this and that done with TDs. This one is slightly different, and what I wanted to do was not only get the opinion privately and anonymously of TDs and senators, but also some of the other people who work around Leinster House. So advisors, political correspondents, former TDs who still hang around and are in touch with things about the place. So this is kind of your insider's poll. And the way we did it was the poll went out to about 55, 60 people. Some of them, as I say, were TDs, some former TDs, all people who work inside or in the environs of Leinster House. And about two-thirds of those responded across a series of questions to give us a bit of a sense of where things are. And they went out to, I didn't just pick a bunch of TDs, it was done on sort of a pro rata basis based on how the last election went. So let's say, whatever, 23%, what was it, the Fianna Fáil got in the last election. So 23% of the people who received the survey were of a Fianna Fáil persuasion, either an elected rep or someone behind the scenes, and so on down through all the parties. So while there would have been much more Fianna Fáil and Fine Gaelers and Sinn Féin TDs than the Social Democrats or Labour, say, to try and get a balance of overall opinion in the Dáil in as much as it's possible when you don't know who exactly is replying. And the results, I have to say, they're quite interesting. So we're going to get into them in this particular podcast and give you a sense of where things are for the new Dáil and some of the questions, some of the things we asked. We asked about issues. We also asked about personalities. Who was the best minister? Who's the worst minister? Who's most likely to be Taoiseach of this current crop? Who's been performing well since they took over in the Dáil? That kind of thing. And look ahead to the presidential election and the budget as well. So stick with me over the next few minutes. We're going to run through the different results and see if you agree or disagree with what the insiders think. The first one that we asked, who has been the best new TD of all the new crop that were elected in the election in November? And sort of reflecting, I mean, the feedback I got from this question is there's been no standout. There's been no one TD who has been head and shoulders above the rest. 19 different TDs got at least one vote in this question, which shows there is no clear number one. 11 of them getting at least two votes in the process. And the winner, albeit with just four votes, is Conor Sheehan, the Labour TD from Limerick. He got about 10% of the vote that came in. So he has been quite active. He's been quite vocal. Wouldn't be hugely familiar to a lot of people. He used to be the parliamentary assistant to John O'Sullivan, the long-standing Limerick TD, former Limerick TD for Labour and former Minister of Housing as well, and has made his way into the council and then in a really tight election battle got into the Dáil and has been one of their best performers. He was just marginally ahead of two different candidates for the Social Democrats who sort of split the vote, I guess. Rory Hearn and Sinead Gibney both getting 7% of the vote each. Barry Ward of Fine Gael and Ken O'Sullivan each getting 7% as well. So sort of a good reflection there. I mean, Hearn and Gibney, they are from good stock, I suppose, as you would say. They, like, obviously, Rory Hearn had been an academic. Sinead Gibney has a long-standing human rights history. And the trouble for them, I always thought, would be getting into the Dáil. And once they were in, they'd been quite impressive. And they have been quite impressive. Ken O'Flynn as well is making a bit of a name for himself. He's quite good at the sound bites, calling Michael Lowry recently the secret Taoiseach, for example, saying he was pulling the strings, a colourful character from Cork, I would say. And then Barry Ward of Fine Gael, I mean, he's going to get a mention a couple of times throughout this particular survey, has been out a lot in the media, batting for the government when others really don't want to, making that Tonight Show, Pat Kenny, News Talk Breakfast circuit of going out to bat when things are difficult. Just some of the others that got a mention, so those with 5%, there was a whole group of them who got in around that figure. Albert Dolan, the young TD from Galway, who Ivan Yates thinks could be a future Taoiseach. Joanna Byrne of Sinn Féin, Owen Kenny for Labour, Shane Moynihan, Fianna Fáil, Ryan O'Mara, also Fianna Fáil, Conor McGuinness of Sinn Féin, and James Gagan, also of Fine Gael. And there was a whole smattering then that just got one vote as well. If we look then and go into the next sort of personal or performance-based questions, which party or grouping has had the strongest Dáil performances so far? And I was interested in this one to see, well, is it government? Is it opposition? How did the speaking row affect things? And it was pretty tight between two large parties. The winner overall with 32% of the vote for being the most impressive or strongest Dáil performances was Sinn Féin, having, I suppose, led on the speaking rights row and brought the opposition together and been quite strong on the housing issue as well. They attracted a good bit of the vote, but only slightly ahead of Fianna Fáil at 29%. Those two parties dominating the most impressive performance grouping when it comes to the Dáil. And I suppose highlighting really those leaders' questions back and forwards between Mary Lou McDonald and Micheál Martin. Next nearest group was quite well off the pace. It was Labour at 12%. 7% said the Social Democrats. 7% said Fine Gael. So quite a bit behind there of the other two large parties, if you like. 5% said the Independent Technical Group, and then 2.5% Rural Independents. And then again, reflecting the broad opinion on most impressive TD. So if there's a broad agreement that the two impressive parties have been Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil, much less agreement when it comes to who has been the most impressive TD overall this term, rather than just the new TDs. And 24 separate TDs got at least a vote. So 14% of the Dáil got one vote for being most impressive, but a relatively clear winner at 12.5% ahead of the field. Pascal Donoghue, the finance minister, which I was a little bit surprised at, I have to admit. He just wouldn't have, I don't think he's been anything wrong with his performance in this government. I just think he hasn't been maybe key to my mind when it comes to the Dáil. But he's been out an awful lot doing interviews about Trump, about tariffs, sort of staying calm but firm, maybe a reassuring presence. And that's maybe why he's landed on top of this. There was then three other TDs that tied for second on 7.5% of the vote. Mary Lou McDonald, not necessarily surprising, leading up Sinn Féin. Alan Kelly, having a bit of a resurgence in this Dáil. He is the oldest member of the Labour Parliamentary Party at the minute, but just 49 years old still, former leader of the party. A lot of people wondered, would he fade into the background after he was ousted? Not so. And he's actually been quite impressive in this Dáil term, according to his peers. And then Jim O'Callaghan, the Justice Minister, also getting 7.5% of the vote, having, I suppose, being seen to be quite strong when it comes to migration. He's been out doing the media a lot, and that's gained him quite a few votes. And then you had a whack of six others who all achieved 5%. Claire Curran of Sinn Féin, Pierce Doherty, Mairead Farrell also of Sinn Féin. Ken O'Flynn, he's back again, getting 5% of the vote. Ivana Bacsik, and then Paul Murphy of People Before Profit, all in that clustered group. And then a whole pile of others who got just 2.5% of the vote as well. So with that in mind, Mary Lou McDonald getting second there in the most impressive TD overall. Who has been the most impressive party leader this term was also polled. And 41%, a very clear, if not majority, the overall figure, then very clear winner, Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, has been solid, according to Leinster House insiders, has been strong for the government, probably the government's strongest figure when you get down to it. And I have to say, one thing that struck me is that despite this government being plagued with controversies, minor or otherwise, he's always the best voice making their argument, if you get what I mean. I'm sort of explaining that in a poor enough way, but he has a more reasoned argument than necessarily gets put out by other ministers. Mary Lou McDonald is second, but a good bit behind on 24% of the vote. So still the second most and the most popular among the opposition leaders, or most impressive party leader among the opposition. Simon Harris then third, way down on 12%, so good bit behind for him, 7% each for Michael Collins and Ivana Bacic. Michael Lowry, rather comically, got 5% of the vote here, despite not being a party leader, perceived as a grouping leader, I suppose, given everything that's happened. And then one vote for Keane O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats, somebody saying he'd been quite impressive as a stand-in for Holly Kearns in this Dáil, which I think, in fairness to him, is true. Which party leader then, flip the script, flip the question, which party leader is under the most pressure at the moment? And a very clear winner, if you can call it that, leader here, Simon Harris, the Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader. 61% of respondents said that he was the party leader under the most pressure. Mary Lou McDonald also second here with 27%. So 24% think she's been the most impressive party leader, and 27% think she is the one under most pressure. 7% for Ivana Bacic, 2% Micheál Martin, 2% Pádraig Tobin. And so Simon Harris, they're thinking, I suppose, the polling slide, the relatively poor election comparing to the standards that were going into it, making him the one most likely to be on the hot seat. And reflected in the next question, which is which party is under the most pressure, Fine Gael, 51% of the vote, Sinn Féin, 27%, the same amount who voted for Mary Lou McDonald is the most party leader under most pressure, 7% Fianna Fáil, 7 Labour, 5 Sóc Dems, 2.5 Aintu. And I thought actually the comments when it came to this particular answer were quite interesting and quite revealing. So you had a situation where Fine Gael, very clearly the ones who were under the most pressure, and some of the answers, I mean, Fine Gael getting squeezed, running out of steam, Fine Gael poll ratings, struggle for relevance and identity in the coalition, which is interesting. Someone said Fine Gael, but independents aren't a party. If you know, you know. Another respondent, Fine Gael poll numbers, Fine Gael too long in government, Fine Gael tired, low poll ratings, Fine Gael bad election, loss of identity and poor poll numbers, polls dropping consistently, and the new energy of Simon Harris has quickly dissipated, said another. A longer post here, Fine Gael flagging poll numbers. The party feels a bit lost in the current government. There's a lack of momentum as Simon Harris has taken over the Taoiseach's office. No longer is the dominant figure he was while he was in the Taoiseach's office. One silver lining in 2025 is their best shot at the presidency ever. Probably true as well. Harris Hop seems to have been a sticking plaster for consistently poor poll results. He's not in danger, but spotlight of Taoiseach and new energy definitely again. Given Micheál Martin's strong performance recently, it'll be hard for Fine Gael to get a breakthrough. They've been pretty anonymous so far this term, which is all quite interesting. Sinn Féin, then obviously the second most votes here. Sinn Féin dropped 5.5% support in general election, lost the election, struggling to be relevant in opposition and to be clear leaders. High in the polls, but no path to power. Mary Lou as their hurlers on the ditch. Sinn Féin, loss of votes share, crisis of identity. Sinn Féin trying to placate the right wing and left wing voters is not possible. They will have to pick a position. So there you go. That is the opinion of these particular insiders on who's under the most pressure. Now, here's an interesting one. Let's get into ministers. Best performing minister. 12 different ministers received a vote of some kind. So it's far from unanimous. But at 29%, Jim O'Callaghan, the Justice Minister, just in ahead of Jennifer Carol McNeill, the Health Minister. Both of those interesting, as they have both been very prominent in the media. They've been out there. They've been getting their message across. And that might be what you need, I suppose, to get the attention of people within Leinster House. Jim O'Callaghan is new, as the polling had been mostly done by the time this new immigration announcement came out. So I don't know if that would have affected it for better or for worse, the tidying up of the immigration system. And Jennifer Carol McNeill, I mean, has done several interviews, has been quite combative, has taken on the sort of pharmacy unions when it came to HRT and things like that. So interesting to see her flying quite high there. I suppose the next one's along, Pascal Donoghue, 12%. James Lawless, Helen McEntee and Martin Hayden, all on 5% each. And then Dara Cleary, Jack Chambers, Mary Butler, Niall Collins, Peter Burke and Micheál Martin all getting a vote. When we flip it to the worst performing minister, our panel of insiders is very clear. James Brown, the housing minister, 57% of respondents. Slightly under that, if you don't count in one vote, which I did count in for him, which said, the housing guy, don't even know his name, he's been so anonymous. Which is not great, let's be honest, when you're hearing that from someone who works in the political arena. He's been under pressure, this whole housing czar thing, not good for him, not good for the image. They don't seem to have a plan. So James Brown is the clear loser there. Patrick O'Donovan got 10% of the votes. I suppose the scanner for the National Gallery may be playing in there. Helen McEntee, 7.5%. And then Dara O'Brien, Boxer Moran, Marion Harkin, Peter Burke, Jennifer Carl McNeil, Jim O'Callaghan, Kieran O'Donnell, all getting votes as well. Wanted to get a sense of where the coalition is going. So we asked one, which TD, who is currently a member of the coalition, is least likely to last the 5 years? And that could be for any reason. They disagree with the budget, some policy measure, some scandal, whatever. And an abundantly clear result here. 72% said Barry Heenan, the independent Dublin Bay North TD, Finian McGrath, protégé. Very clearly, they don't think he is going to last the distance after... tricky start maybe is unfair for him. I suppose he's been trying to learn on the fly as a new TD within the confines of government and in quite a difficult situation. He obviously moved his doll seat away from Michael Lowry. He was in the background of that video of Lowry giving the two fingers to Paul Murphy. Appeared on Grow Air on Tro, which might have been ill-advised. Maybe he didn't think at the time he was going to get elected a TD, but it certainly got him lots of attention for the right and wrong reasons. So Barry Heenan, the one they think maybe he won't last the whole 5 years. Danny Healy Ray then second, 13%, and Gillian Toole, James O'Connor and Michael Lowry all getting votes as well. Among the ministers again, other than Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Mary Lou McDonald, who is most likely to hold the office of Taoiseach one day? 14 TDs got a vote. 35% said Jennifer Carl McNeill, the ambitious health minister who wants to follow the path of Leo Varadkar and Simon Harris. 20% said Jack Chambers, 12.5% Jim O'Callaghan, 5% Helen McAtee, 5% Piers Doherty, 5% Pascal Donoghue, and then a whole bunch of people getting less than 3% of the vote. Which backbench government TD is likely to be a minister in the future? 20 candidates here received at least one vote. And we see Barry Ward. Again, I think this is a very good shout. 12.5% of the vote he gets. I think Barry Ward will be a minister. He's doing all the stuff that you need to get to be a junior minister, at least. So I think, unless geography plays against him from having Jennifer Carl McNeill in his backyard, I think he will be a minister one day. James Gagan, 10% of the vote. The Fine Gael TD in Dublin Bay South. Shane Moynihan, Dublin Midwest for Fianna Fáil, 7.5% of the vote, as did Albert Dolan, the aforementioned young Galway TD. And then others getting 5% of the vote, all with a good shout. I would have said Cathal Crowe, Catherine Arda, Cormac Devlin, Emer Curry, Maeve O'Connell, Malcolm Byrne, Paul McAuliffe, all in the frame to be future ministers. Then we got into the issues. We're going to leave presidency for last. So we got into some of the issues. We asked about the budget. What's it going to be? Majority, as you would expect, saying it's going to be tight in various forms. Three answers saying indifferent, three good. And one TD, one respondent anyway, saying the worst budget since the crash. So two different questions on the issues. What are the three biggest issues coming back from your constituencies? I put to them, so what are people saying to TDs and to advisors and to everyone else are the biggest issues? 87% said housing. The biggest issue by far, 87%. 33% then second said special needs education and the lack of places, which I have to say is higher than I thought it would be. Or, well, put it this way, not necessarily higher at 33%, but I thought, didn't think it would be the second most populous issue, ahead of healthcare at 31%, tariffs, economy and cost of living, 21%, disability, 13%, and immigration, just 8%, with war, international security, Palestine, water and agriculture also getting mentioned. Interestingly then, what issue will cause the most controversy or dominate the agenda between now and the summer recess? That was the next question. So having 87% said housing, just 35% said it would be the biggest issue between now and the summer. 20% said Trump and tariffs, 15% triple locker neutrality, 5% cost of living or the budget, 7.5% speaking rights row slash Lowry, 5% Gaza. So that's kind of where they think it will be, that it is going to be housing majority. But there's a good spread of issues. Again, maybe a sign that one issue has embedded in as the biggest headline grabbing problem for the government, even though housing, of course, is a perennial big issue. Finally, then, the last question we put to all of our different respondents. Who is most likely to be the next president of Ireland? Mairead McGuinness, 23%. Francis Black, 10%. So big, clear Mairead McGuinness at the top. Catherine Connolly, 8%. Michael McDougall, 8%. Bertie Ahern, 5%. Cynthia Ni Vercu, Heather Humphreys and Jarlath Burns at the GAA, all at 5%. as well. Votes in for John Finucane, Niall Quinn, Nolene Blackwin, Quilvin Gallagher, the senior counsel, Padraig O'Cadig, and Sean Kelly, the MEP. But most interesting, I suppose, 23% was the top answer, Mairead Beginnis. 18%, the next most popular, said, don't know, haven't a clue, not a notion, or would have to see the candidates. So very open, I think, still the presidential race, even though Mairead Beginnis is number one. So that is your first ever News Talk Insider poll, hopefully something that we are going to be doing on the relative regular a few times a year to get a sense of where this thing kind of moves. And this is the mood or the opinion of a lot of Leinster House insiders, TD senators, advisors, etc. A few months into the government, I think 100 days almost exactly into the government, Jim O'Callaghan doing well, James Brown doing pretty terribly, Barry Heenahan in a bit of trouble, Pascal Donoghue a shining light, and the Taoiseach performing pretty well so far for a government under a little bit of pressure. So it's interesting. It's interesting to see how that changes the next time we do it. We will, of course, bring you all the results here and Let Me Explain, but also across News Talk when we have them. That's it for this particular episode. Thanks a million for listening in. And don't forget to check in a bit more about the poll. We'll be online. We'll be on our social media channels as well. Thanks a million for listening, and I will chat to you next week.